Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mark Rolfing from NBC and the Golf Channel. Mark, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Adam and Dustin. And, yeah, I can guarantee you, I don't know how close the match will be, but I can guarantee you there's going to be a lot of trash talking and certainly way more than what we saw in the four-man match last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, they're already off to a good start here, Mark. I mean, you know, there's been a lot of, Tom Brady getting arrested jokes and, you know, green jacket jokes and all kinds of stuff. So it is off to a promising start, you know?
Yeah, one of the things about golf, when you guys think about it, you know, it's very difficult to create rivalries in golf. That is inherently one of the difficulties of golf as a sport. You don't need to egg your Cleveland Browns fans into rooting against the Steelers. But if you take a look at a foursome of Dustin Johnson and Matthew Wolff and Ricky Fowler and Rory McIlroy, who are you going to root against in that group? Nobody. But Tiger and Phil are a rivalry. They're one of the few rivalries in golf, and there are plenty of people that are going to root against Phil tomorrow or on Sunday, and there'll be plenty of people rooting against Tiger. Same thing with Manning and Brady. So I think this whole rivalry aspect of this match is going to make it completely different than the one last weekend.
Who do you think is the better player between the NFL guys or the quarterbacks?
I think Manning is the better player. I think he's a little more seasoned. Brady's been playing a lot, they're saying. I don't know. You know, I would think Peyton's a little more settled and comfortable playing with Tiger. He's done it before. He's been Tiger's partner in the Memorial Pro-Am down near Columbus. I think Brady's going to be in a pretty unique situation for him. So I give the comfort level edge to Manning.
Mark, what is Tiger and Phil's relationship, both as a professional and personal, and has it changed over the years?
It has really changed over the years. You know, if you go back to 2004, seems like a long time ago now, but it was only 16 years. That was the infamous Hal Sutton pairing at the Ryder Cup where he put Mickelson and Woods together. It was a disaster. U.S. got killed by Europe. They were never very close. Sometimes they sort of faked liking each other, and other times they didn't at all. I'll tell you what changed things. What really changed things was the 2016 Ryder Cup. Tiger Woods was out the entire year with back problems, so he couldn't play, and he became an assistant captain on that Ryder Cup team. Phil was a player. And the two of them were sort of forced to start working together on Ryder Cup strategy. And from what I hear, and both of them have said, that was the turning point. And I wouldn't say they're real buddies now, but definitely a much better relationship after that Ryder Cup in 16.
When it comes to this match, how rusty do you think the pro players will be?
I don't know. It depends. Whoever gets behind, I think it's going to come out firing verbally. Whoever's ahead will probably start chirping. When you take a look at the format, so much is going to be on the amateur players. In a lot of ways, it almost doesn't matter nearly as much how Tiger and Phil play, because in the opening nine holes, they play best ball. But the three stroke holes for the amateurs are key holes. If they can par any one of those holes and make net birdies, they're probably going to win that hole. Medalist is a very tough golf course, much tougher than Seminole that was played last Sunday. Then on the backside, they are actually playing alternate shot. And that is the most pressure-packed format in team golf, and that's going to put a lot of pressure on the amateurs. So, really, I think the winner of this match is going to boil down to who plays better between Brady and Manning.
We're talking with Mark Rolfing, NBC Sports, the Golf Channel. Mark, you know, we've been talking here more in terms of baseball and basketball about, you know, guys maybe not wanting to play because of the coronavirus, and you know, different guys have different opinions. We hadn't talked about it as much in the individual sports like golf, but Adam Scott came out, and I saw it today. I don't know when he actually said it, but he said that he wasn't going to play at least for now. Were you surprised that he, and are there any others that may not play as well?
I think there's going to be more, yeah. I think you are going to start hearing, you know, if you look at the guidelines that are being set out by the other leagues, they're a little bit more detailed as to what they're thinking right now in terms of the protocol as opposed to the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour, I applaud their aggressiveness in trying to get going, but it is a very complicated situation. Staging a golf tournament is much different than another sport. You go to a baseball game or a basketball game in Cleveland, you've got two teams, one ball, one score. In Fort Worth here in a couple of weeks, there's going to be 156 players, 156 balls, and 156 scores. And just to keep track of those scores requires a tremendous number of people. So yeah. I think the complication of staging a golf tournament is going to be very, very severe. And I think there will be some players that aren't quite comfortable. What concerns me is in golf today, everything is based on world rankings. If you're in the top 50 in the world, you get in the Masters, the U.S. Open, the Open Championship, and the PGA, getting all the major championships. And they are not going to be able to have a level playing field with these world rankings now. And if the Europeans can't get world rankings, and if they've got to self-quarantine, you know, when they come here for a while, they're just not going to play in these tournaments. And I'm not sure there'll be a level playing field in terms of who can play and who can't play in the beginning. That's one of my biggest concerns.
How do you think the broadcast will go for this event on Sunday?
It's going to be scaled down just like we saw last week. There were only six cameras at Seminole. It was a PGA Tour production, not an NBC Sports production. But I thought it was still very, very high-quality production. I think this one is going to have more energy. While last week was really a compelling match, and I thought it was very entertaining and all went extremely well, I think there'll be a little more energy in this one just because, again, of the nature of the rivalry. I love having Justin Thomas and Amanda Baleonis out there with the players. I think, you know, to have an announcer trash talking with somebody he's supposed to be covering, just think about that. If you could actually be out there trash talking, you know, at a Cleveland Cavaliers game, let's say, with the players on the court, yeah. I think it's going to be pretty compelling.
We're talking with Mark Rolfing from the Golf Channel, NBC Sports. Mark, you mentioned Fort Worth, Texas. That's the first official event of the PGA Tour. I know they, you know, talked about the redone schedule, had an event in Detroit in July, had one in Connecticut in June. Are these all still on track? Because obviously states are handling things differently from each other.
Yeah, they're still on track. You know, I just cringe when I think of what's going to happen when the first positive test comes.
Right.
Which will happen, you know, and at what point do you say, okay, we're canceling the tournament? You know, the thing about golf is that every stroke counts. There's almost no such thing as a restart on the PGA Tour. So I think there's still a lot of things to be worked out. I'm really concerned about the no spectators. I really missed that last Sunday in the match. I'm going to miss it tomorrow. And there are certain tournaments in golf in particular that I just simply don't think you can stage. I cannot imagine playing a Ryder Cup without spectators. And I really feel like if it comes down to that and we're still having to social distance and prevent large group gatherings to the point where you can't have fans at the Ryder Cup in September, I think it ought to be postponed instead of played, because I think it could have some serious long-term implications on the integrity of the event.
Interesting.
What's the biggest issue you have? Just because the energy or what?
I think it's the energy too. If you look at the Ryder Cup again, I'm back on my rivalry thing. You know, that's become a rivalry, and that's why people love it. You have to have a villain in a Ryder Cup, and two villains have been created in the last decade, one on either side. Ian Poulter's a huge villain for Europe, and Patrick Reed's a big one for the U.S. And they would not have been cast into those characters had there not been spectators and had they not reacted. And I think the two villains like them have really dramatically changed the Ryder Cup and made it, which I think truly the most compelling television in professional golf.
We're talking with Mark Rolfing from the Golf Channel, NBC Sports. Mark, you know, you referenced before, you know, what happens if there's a test. What is their plan right now? Is it the plan to just take that one golfer out, or is it to stop the tournament? What is their plan?
Yeah, so the one golfer would be taken out. If it were after the 36-hole cut, I think he would get last place money, but it would not be official money. So he would have to go into a quarantine, I believe it's for 10 days at the place wherever he was, whatever town he was in. So one, I think they've got solved, but what happens if they've got two? And, you know, at what point, you know, then does a tournament get canceled? I don't know. It really concerns me, because there is going to have to be a lot of testing, and with that testing, you know, as rudimentary as our testing system still is, you can have a lot of uncertainty. So, that is something they're really going to have to prepare for, knowing Jay Monahan, who's done a great job navigating for the tour. They will be prepared for it, but I still am concerned about it.
You know, when you look back at all the years, you've seen amateur players, you know, football players, basketball players. Who do you think's the greatest non-professional golfer you've seen that was a professional in some other sport?
I got to say Tony Romo. Romo is really good. You know, is he good enough to play on the PGA Tour? No. Is he good enough to be thinking about playing on the Champions Tour someday when he's 50? Maybe. I've seen it up close and personal. He was my partner in a Wednesday match that we used to play against Michael Jordan, and Michael brought another partner every year. It was a practice round for the Celebrity Golf Tournament in Lake Tahoe. And I somehow got latched on to Romo early on in my career, and I rode him every year on Wednesday. That guy is really good. And if you put him on a PGA Tour driving range and you couldn't really see his face, if you were looking from behind at all the players, he looks like a PGA Tour player. He's the best I've seen.
So I'm guessing Jordan did not look like a PGA Tour player.
No, you don't see many guys that tall. It's interesting. I give Michael a hard time a lot of times about how much golf he has played over the last couple of decades since I've known him, and I've played a lot with him, and I just still can't figure out why he really didn't get better than he has. I would have thought, given the effort and the talent he has, he would have been really good. It's hard when you're that tall, though.
Have you taken money off him, Mark? That's the important question.
You know, I would say we're pretty close over the years. I'm not sure he would answer that question the same way. He would say he owns me, but we've had a good time playing golf together. There's no doubt about that.
Mark, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, guys. Take care.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.